It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, this is Nettie. Nettie's a dachshund, and Mr. McFeely stopped her by just a little while ago and asked if I would take care of her for a while. He was helping a pet store today. Mm-hmm. And Nettie's just a little bit strange, because this is the first time she's visited with me. But this is one of her special toys. It's a little mouse, and it squeaks. See? Okay, Nettie, why don't you try to get your little toy, okay? There. Want to fetch it? Down it went. There, look here. I have a little bit of food. I thought she might be hungry. Nettie, look. Would that be good for you? Whee! Here. Nettie has long, not very long, but straight black hair. So soft. There. You like that? Good. When somebody's strange at your house, sometimes they like something to eat. Here. Do you have some kind of a pet? Do you want some more? Okay. There. There are all kinds of dogs, you know. Mm-hmm. Dachshunds were dogs that were originally in Germany. And they were good because they could get into holes very easily. Get right in, couldn't you? Your kind of dog. Okay, I'll bring the food in. Maybe you'd like to see inside. Want to see inside my house? Come on, let's try. Come on, Nettie. Come on. That's right, in this way. Oh, she likes it in here, don't you? Come on over and let's look at some of the dogs in this book. You see this book? Okay. Stay right beside me. That's it. Now the first dog in this book looks very much like you. See if I can hold Nettie and the book too. There. See, that says dogs. That book. You see? D-O-G-S, dogs. Now look at the first dog in the book. Does that look like Nettie? See, it says dachshund right under it. Now, let's see what the next dog looks like, Nettie. That's right, it's a collie. See that? Collie has long fur, long hair. That one's called a Scottish Terrier. Have you ever seen a Scottish Terrier? Have you? That's a Dalmatian, sometimes called a coach dog. Dalmatians are. Mm-hmm. And that's a white dog with black spots. What's this one? A Cocker Spaniel. You ever seen a cocker spaniel? All sorts of dogs in the world, with all kinds of fur and hair. Oh, that's a Saint Bernard. They like it where it's very cold. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the English sheepdog. Look at the long hair. It's all over its face. Comes right down on its eyes. What about this one, Nettie? That's called a basset hound. Basset hound has long ears. You have long ears too, Nettie. See the husky? That curly tail. Nettie jumped down. Well, there's one more I want you to see. It's a puppy. See the little puppy? Oh, that's what you wanted. Well, here, let's get it on the floor. Yeah. You're really comfortable now, aren't you? Something good to eat. How would you like to go to the neighborhood of make-believe? There are different animals in there, too. They're make-believe kind of animals, though. Yeah, get the telescope and we'll show Nettie the neighborhood of make-believe. This is how we do it, Nettie. Mm-hmm. Just look through the telescope like this, and we look for Daniel's clock, Daniel Tiger's clock. There it is, ticking and talking away. Now this is the museum go-round. And that's X the owl's tree. That's Henrietta Pussycat's house. And the factory. And here comes the trolley, Nettie. Here comes the trolley. Would you like to see it? Come on, let's see the trolley. See the trolley coming? Isn't that something? Trolley, this is Nettie. Nettie, I'd like you to know trolley. Mm-hmm. Trolley, Nettie has never seen the neighborhood of make-believe, and I wonder if you'd take us in there right now today. Would you please? We'd like to go. Thank you.
Surprised you, didn't I?
You surely did. I mean, I was playing with my little block of wood. I sometimes play that it's a boat or a train or something, you know. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I looked up, and there was this apple.
Oh, I bet you were surprised. See, I'm doing a lot of things with apples, and I decided to bring some over for some of my friends. I thought you'd like one.
You mean you're cooking with them?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you like to cook, don't you?
I love to cook because I'm a chef.
Of course you are.
I'm a chef. I suggest that you all be very quiet while I cook. You may look, but you must be very quiet. If you don't, then I'll shh and I'll shh, for it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. I'm a chef, I suggest that you do the way I do, because it's best if you rest when you're stirring up a stew. And if you don't, then I'll shh, and I'll shh, because it's silence that I ask for in my kitchen. I like quiet things, like pockets, quiet lockets, sockets. I like quiet high sky rockets, quiet folk like brackets.
Sure.
I'm a chef, I suggest that you show me what you want, for you can even, and if you don't, then I'll shh, and I'll shh, for it's silence that I ask for, lovely silence, not too fast, for lovely silence, silence, silence in my kitchen.
You have a quiet kitchen, don't you?
Very quiet, yes.
Oh, I like this apple. Is it for me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you very much.
I hope you enjoy it.
Without you around, though, it won't talk.
No, that's right, but it'll taste good.
I'm sure it will. I'll go taste it now.
Fine.
Thank you, Chef Brocken.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
You were teasing me, weren't you?
I was knocking on the other side of the knot hole.
I know
it. How in the world are you?
Fine. How in the world are you?
Oh, I'm just great, boy. Isn't it a swell day?
It certainly is. Well, you know what? I had a surprise for you, X. And sometimes when I have a surprise for somebody, it kind of makes me nervous, you know, until they see the surprise.
Is your surprise in your basket?
I do have a surprise in my basket. That's where it is.
What is it?
Well, wait till you see. I made something for you.
You made it?
That's right.
What is it?
It's something I made out of apples.
Could it be apple strudel?
No.
Could it be apple something else?
It's not apple something else. You know what it is?
What?
It's applesauce.
Hey, applesauce with apple pictures on it and words right on it.
That's right.
Oh, thank you, Chef Brocket. Did you make it yourself?
I certainly did.
How did you do it?
Oh, I get the apples from the tree, and I grind them up and cut them up, and then I boil them, and then I make them nice and smooth and put in some lemon and sugar. You'll like it, I hope.
Oh, I'm sure I will. What do you have for Henrietta?
The same thing.
Oh, good. Henrietta, hen.
Why do you call her hen?
Well, you wouldn't want me to call her Henry, would you?
No, I guess that wouldn't fit a pretty little girl like
her. Henrietta, why don't you ring her bell?
I think maybe I'd better.
Henrietta!
Meow. Meow, 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 beautiful meow.
Hi, Henrietta.
Meow. Meow, X.
Hello, Henrietta. Guess what? Chef Brocket brought me some applesauce, and it's going to taste good because he made it himself.
Meow, meow. Yeah. Meow, 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 meow.
Well, I wanted to bring X something because I like him a lot, and he's my friend, and I wanted to give him a nice present because, well, he's kind of special to me, and I thought I should bring it. Oh, Henrietta, no. Don't be sad. I won't tease you anymore.
Look. Bring me something, meow.
I did. I brought you applesauce, too.
Meow, thank you, Meow Brocket.
With pictures of apples on the front, and it even says applesauce.
Meow, thank you, meow, meow, meow. And meow some, too.
Of course you do, Henrietta. He thinks of both of us.
Sure.
Meow, meow, give you meow purr.
Oh, I'd like that. Ooh, that's a nice one.
Meow, meow, give you meow kiss.
Thank you.
Meow, meow.
And I'll give you a poem.
A poem?
Yeah.
Fine.
I mean, you gave him a purr and a kiss. I'll give you my poem.
Fine.
It's the first word is your, and the last word is galifty, just so you'll know when it starts and when it ends.
Okay.
Okay. You're the apple of my eye. I just think you're keen. Thank you for this applesauce. It is truly nifty galifty.
That's a nice poem.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it. I'm going to go try my applesauce. You want to come, Henry?
Meow, 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 meow.
Do you have something for somebody else?
Oh, yes, I have something for His Highness, and I have to go make an appointment with him.
Oh, King Friday, he'll sure like it. Thanks, Chef Brockett. See you later.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bye, X.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bye, Henrietta. Hello, Miss Polificate. It's Chef Brockett. Yes, I've been making a lot of things with apples in the kitchen, and I made something especially for the king. Well, what I was wondering is, do you think you could get me an appointment with the king right now? I'd like to take him his present. Wow. She says I can see him in 2 3/10 seconds.
Chef Brockett, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I understand that you have something to offer your king.
Yes, I do, Your Majesty, and I hope that it will be pleasing to you.
Yes, may I see it?
Yes, you may, Your Majesty. Here it is. It has 13 on it and a crown. I hope it befits your royal majesty.
It says, Chef Brockett's apple juice.
That's right.
Is that what's inside, apple juice?
That's right, Your Majesty. I hope you like apple juice.
Yes, I do. Did you squeeze it yourself?
Yes, I did.
Show me how you picked the apples from the trees.
Oh, I see. Well, I went into the garden and I...
Yes, pick them. Oh, lovely.
Pick the apples. Yes. Then I went into the kitchen.
Yes.
And I...
Oh, you peeled the apples.
Oh, you're very good at this, Your Majesty.
Yes, I like that. Mm.
Yes. Then I took those peeled apples and I...
Yes, you cut them up in little pieces.
Right. Then I put a pan on the stove, and in the pan I put...
some water.
Right.
Yes.
And then I put the little pieces of apple in the water... and I turned on the stove and made the water...
bubble.
That's right. Then when the apples were nice and soft, I put them in a grinder and I...
Oh, all of those things. Yes,
right.
What else do you have in your basket there, Chef Brockett?
Well, I just have these two apples.
Yes, well, suppose you come to the A room and we will discuss those two apples.
Well, but Your Majesty, these apples are for Mr. Rogers and me.
Oh, well, I like my apple juice...
fine.
...anyway better. Thank you, Chef Brockett. You have pleased your king.
Well, I'm pleased that you're pleased. Farewell, Your Majesty.
Farewell to you. Farewell to you.
Yes, Nettie. That was Chef Brockett in the neighborhood of make-believe. And he has a couple apples he's going to bring by here. Wonder how quickly Chef Brockett can get from make-believe to our house. Fine girl. My, that was quick. Coming, Chef Brockett.
Oh, good day, Mr. Rogers.
Mr.
Good
McFeely.
Day. I came to take Nettie back to the pet shop.
Well,
come
Nettie.
Along there, Nettie. Have a good time.
Oh, Nettie seems to have had a grand time.
I'll take her back to the pet shop, Mr. Rogers.
Okay, Nettie. And
thank you for watching her.
Well, I'm very happy to have, Mr. McFeely.
Come along,
Nettie.
Come along.
Yeah, Nettie was a fine puppy, wasn't she? I'll just clean up here. Chef Brockett should be. There's Chef Brockett now.
Just me again,
oh.
Mr. Rogers. I've got a surprise for you here.
Oh,
I thought
Mr.
you
McFeely.
Might want to see another type of dog. This is Roscoe.
Hi, Roscoe.
Come on there, Roscoe. He's a French poodle.
Hi,
there
Roscoe.
You go, Roscoe.
Why, you're a handsome dog.
He's a little different than
Could
Nettie.
Could I give you something? Oh, yes.
Maybe he's not hungry, Mr. Rogers.
Maybe not, but look at his long white fur.
different from Nettie's short black fur, isn't it?
Certainly is.
You know, he has this fur because he's a show dog. Did you know that?
I see.
And a long time ago, poodles were hunting dogs, and this protected them. They could see them in the woods. So they could tell them from the different animals, Mr. Rogers. Did you know that?
I see. My goodness, excuse me,
please. A lot of excitement today, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, there is. Excuse me, Roscoe. Oh, hi, Chef Brockett.
Hi, Mr.
We were
Rogers.
Looking for you. You know Mr. McFeely.
Hello there, Chef Brockett. How are
Mr.
you today?
Really fine.
Shadow dog, you?
This is Roscoe.
Sweet baby. Hi, sweetie.
Say hello to Chef Brockett,
Roscoe.
Isn't he beautiful?
He surely is.
Hi, sweet.
Well, that's enough today, folks. So we have to take her back to the pet shop. Him back to the pet shop. Come along there, Roscoe. A lot of deliveries, Chef Brockett. I bet you have a lot of cakes to bake, too, don't you? We'll see you later.
Yeah,
come along, Roscoe.
I wish you could stay. He's going out the side door, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I better go catch her, Mr. Rogers. We'll see you later. Good day, Chef Brockett.
He certainly is an excited man, isn't he?
He's always in a hurry.
That Mr. McFeely.
Everybody liked the apple things that you gave them in make-believe.
They were pleased, weren't they?
Yeah.
I brought some for us, too.
Good. But could we eat them?
We have to go into the kitchen first.
Oh, all right. That's
okay.
The place,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
This is the dog food. Oh, shh. One for you and one for me. You're going to tease me the way you did Henrietta. Yes? A big stomach? Oh, a big pail? Get it? Excuse me? This is the biggest one I have. Yes? Water in it. Okay. Maybe he wants to clean off the apple some more. Tell me. Cold water? Is that enough? Is that to wash the hands? Yes? You think? Like a bird? Look. Watch. Big tall hat. Halloween. Yeah, think about Halloween. You don't mean we have to bob for those apples.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I'm a talking apple.
Like
you have to bob for me.
You made it talk like you talked for Daniel's apple. You do it first, all right? Oh, that's hard to do, Chef. Hands behind your back. Uh-oh. You're good at that. You need a towel, don't you, for your face? Here. Oh, dear. They are good apples, aren't they? Are they the same ones you made the applesauce with? And the apple juice for the king. All right. You mean I'm not allowed to go? Okay. Thank you.
They are very good.
May I have the towel, please? Thank you. All right. Halloween? We'll have to do it at Halloween. They're very good, the apples. Put out the water. Excuse me. Bobbing for apples. You have to go. Well, I'll take my apple with me. I'll go with you.
Well, this isn't the last of my apples, and I want to go home and start on some other surprises that I'm going to come and show you how to make.
Well, maybe you'll just sing with me that Tamar song, will you?
Wonderful. I'd like that.
Sometimes you like to make the movements to it.
I like to, yeah.
Will you sing with us? Okay. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is... You can do it well. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be... Our day, we will say a very happy tomorrow to you, and you, and you. We'll all be together tomorrow. Gee, to think that that dachshund had short, dark hair and was very low, and that beautiful white poodle, such long white hair, was very high. You like them exactly as they are, don't you?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.